Hey, how about some new brake shoes and socks for your car? Maybe you need a new handle for your water pump. You know, you probably know these are all spoof lines, yet what do you really need to know about your wheels in the 21st century? Hi, I'm Steve Ford, the car guy, and each week we speak the real language about car care, ownership tips, trends, and insights about cars with straightforward information and expert interviews, all meant to help you enjoy motoring with confidence. The Car Guy Show, sponsored in part by Daily Car Bath, Sunday mornings, right here on KTMF.
Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here, coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS at the speed of light of the World Wide Web. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, the topic we're going to put up on the lift is a look into the world of the digital car shopping experience. And we'll be going out to find out more about that straight ahead as we have a guest joining us from Edmunds.com, Seth Berkowitz, who's the president and chief operating officer and has steered that organization from the dot-com era right into the powerful machine that tool offers today, the internet. Thanks for being on board for today's show. You're tuned in to the Car Guy Show on News Talk 990 KTMS, and we'll head over to join our featured guest, Seth Berkowitz from Edmunds.com, when we come right back.
May I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stock the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town, Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment. What is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of service. Tri-County Auto Glass. Rock chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit, a positive word-of-mouth reputation may bring you in. Courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara, 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
All right. The virtual experience of new car shopping is the topic that's up on the lift for this segment of the Original Car Guys Show right here on News Talk 990 KTMS. When you think about buying a new car, one of the first things you do in 2013 and in the 21st century, we see the new car shopping experience beginning with trying to arm yourself with the price of the vehicle. And I read recently that the buying experience has become so digital, so much about going onto the computer and doing as much research as possible, that some people do the whole transaction today. And notable, as we go over to talk to our upcoming guest from Edmunds.com, Seth Berkowitz, who's the president and chief operating officer of Edmunds, the topic is very intriguing because we've actually got data showing that some buyers make the new car purchase without even a test drive. And Seth can enlighten us in this specialty area of the online buying experience, because that's what Edmunds.com is about. And if you haven't heard of Edmunds.com, you'd almost have to not even be on the computer looking at anything automotive, because they're everything automotive. And today, we're going to go in for a conversation about going into the new car showroom virtually. And Edmunds.com has been in that space for many years. They have a new announcement into the area of the Edmunds price promise. It points toward a guaranteed price, and everybody would like to have that kind of security. And we'll learn more about that in a moment. Seth, welcome to the Car Guy Show.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. Nice to be on the show.
Thank you. It's good to have you, and I appreciate your time on a busy week, and where you've got many things going on leading the Edmunds.com organization. More than a decade with Edmunds.com, you've watched Edmunds make the changes to adapt to the 21st century and evolve and transcend that dot-com explosion of 1999-2000. That means you were, let's see, you were right about that time. Did you come in before, what year did you actually join Edmunds?
Yeah, I came in April of 2000, so I was right there, kind of at the ground floor.
No kidding. It was in the spin cycle at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the dot-com thing was just crazy. And Edmunds seems to have leveraged that whole thing and gone well beyond it, while many other dot-coms have just come and gone, while Edmunds did great and just has stayed with a pulse to the consumer and the new car buying experience. So let me back up here for a moment and be sure the audience knows that in your role, you are leading an organization of, if I'm correct, about 500 people across the nation.
Actually, it's a little north of 550 right now.
Okay. And in Santa Monica, you are based, and then you have representatives and offices across the United States.
Right.
Okay.
We have our major office in Santa Monica. We have a satellite office in Detroit, and then we have salespeople in almost all major American cities.
That's quite a footprint across the country as a corporation. As you look out right now toward the new car buying experience, some people may arrive at the showroom as their first stop, but fewer and fewer. I think there's probably data or approximations you could explain about just where we are breaking down the new car buyer into the categories that they fall into. Few people, I think, have any desire to walk in without any preparation at all, but if they want to be fully prepared, they can go to Edmunds. Now, the benchmark out there started with books, and you can now buy, I think, just about every appliance and so many things beyond books with Amazon as a benchmark of the buying experience online, where the customer really gets a fast, efficient transaction. And yet the automotive industry has not caught up with Amazon, and I don't know whether we'll see it happen or whether you'd say we might in 20 years or 10 or 5. Where do we go with that, Seth?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how long it's going to take to get there.
Yeah.
But what I do know, because we've studied it pretty closely, is that one out of two Americans, our survey showed 54% of people can't understand why they can't get an actual price on a car. Because they're used to these other shopping experiences, whether it be brick and mortar or online with Amazon or any other shopping engine, you basically search for something and there's an actual price for every consumer good under the sun.
Right.
Except for cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's the area that we've recently tried to address. And we see Edmunds.com's role being to provide people with actual prices to try and get them on the pathway where it's a little bit more like Amazon in the manner that you mentioned.
Well, and let me just check in as you look toward going toward pricing. Edmunds has for years provided consumer information on car ownership, new car profiles, driving tests, test drives, obviously, stats and figures and trends and car culture and a little bit of courting both the enthusiast and largely the everyday motorist. What's the evolution then on pricing? Edmunds didn't start as a pricing source. How do you address that for the audience?
Well, there's been a pretty big evolution. Edmunds has been around since 1966.
Right.
So we actually went online in 94. One of our very first innovations was in the pricing area, which was to share invoice price with consumers so they could get a sense as to what the actual car cost.
Sure.
Back in 2001, we came out with a product which still exists on the website called True Market Value, which essentially gives people the average price that cars cost in their area. And a lot of our competitors have replicated or copied that concept. So on various websites, you can find approximations or basic kind of guidepost to help you figure out kind of how much is it going to cost you to buy the car.
Right.
But until the Edmunds price promise, there hasn't really been on a mass consumer research or shopping portal the ability to get a guaranteed kind of instant locked-in price where you could either print out a certificate or on your mobile device, have it be associated with a very particular new car, like a specific VIN number, one piece of inventory, and then have the dealer essentially deliver you that car at that price. And that product was developed in response to this, like, crying consumer need, because people just told us they can't understand why they can't get it that way.
The issue that occurs to me as a buyer, if I'm looking at that as an experience, is once I get a quote from that dealer, when I go to the dealership, that's a guaranteed price. Is that the end? Is the dealer, this is a tricky thing, I imagine, for the dealers even to buy into. Are they done negotiating in their minds, or do they still accept that a consumer may come in and shop that dealer and want to find a way to get a little off and avoid more costs in F&I and what have you? Is the negotiation done, or am I underestimating something here?
No, I wouldn't say that the negotiation is done. A lot of it will depend on the consumer.
Okay.
So in our follow-up surveys and in our discussions with consumers, some people put a big premium on convenience and just want something streamlined and want to move through the transaction.
Yep.
There's still a lot of open elements. If a person comes with a trade-in, that needs to be negotiated.
Right.
If they're financing the car,
right.
Finance rate.
Right.
So there are other elements that potentially could still be open, and you suggested F&I, so those are like...
variables.
Variable products.
Yeah.
There could be dealer options or warranties. So there's still plenty of places for that transaction to have continued negotiations. We see ourselves ultimately trying to offer a comprehensive product suite that would enable people to kind of get all of these aspects online in advance of coming into the store with respect to the trade-in financing.
Yep.
But as of right now, we're focused just on the new car purchase price itself. People tell us is that, I mean, we have statistics that show that 81% of people said that they were very satisfied with the dealership experience and that they found it a lot easier than had they not come in with that price promise. So obviously some degree of negotiation is getting kind of bracketed, and some tension points are being relieved by having this price point.
I like that. And the tension points is a great phrase, because I think that's what everybody has apprehension about, and I think even the dealer would appreciate it if the customer or the prospect could come in a little bit relaxed, knowing that we kind of knocked out 15 to 20 minutes of discussion on that showroom floor by starting with that certificate that Edmunds provides. Is that correct? It's a printout at your computer, or how does that work?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. You go online, you find a piece of new car inventory in your area that you're interested in.
Yep.
There's a strike through for the MSRP.
Yep.
And that shows you that the car is going to cost less than the manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Yeah.
You then fill out a little form with your personal information, and the dealer instantly returns you a certificate with the guaranteed price.
Yep.
And a couple of names of salespeople and their contact information who promise you kind of special VIP treatment because you printed out that certificate in a store.
Very welcoming and very inviting as an experience. I'm sure that people in the audience can appreciate this is kind of meeting your needs, meeting your wants based on research, and then also looking out to see what's available online. And from my own experience, when I go to buy, I will shop price, I will look around, but I also care about what else do I need to know about this product, what else do I need to know about the warranty, about the manufacturer support, what have you. And I think that's a whole larger area that Edmunds has a very powerful niche in that comes from the print version. I think you mentioned, was it 86?
Actually, it's all the way back to 1966.
Oh, my gosh, 66. I heard many years ago. I guess it's hard to fathom. The print guides, I remember picking those up, and people might remember those, the Edmunds Guide, the paperback books at the magazine stands. And I have a few still from 20 years ago, and they were always excellent about new car ownership or used car ownership, maintaining cars. If you would, please take us forward here. We're going to go out to a break. When we come back, I think it would be really helpful to talk about the context of shopping for price inside of Edmunds.com. Price is only going to be a factor when you're getting serious about buying a car. Edmunds.com offers consumer information, and I trust you could offer us some tips about getting ready to buy a car and even thinking about buying a car. What are some of the steps that you might recommend using outside of price that set people up to understand, well, gee, I don't know if I want an SUV or a minivan or a light pickup truck, or maybe I want to buy that high-performance sports car that I never considered before. That would be kind of whetting your appetite, and then you move to price. What people might want to think about before they go to buy and think about price.
Sure.
Okay. You're tuned in to News Talk 990 KTMS for Santa Barbara, the Car Guy Show. I'm Steve Fort with our guest Seth Berkowitz from Edmunds.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DI&I spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff. When it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath. Open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
Change your life in a big way.
Everybody needs a big brother or a big sister. And Ben, he plays football with me and we like to do things with it. He's my best friend. Whenever he comes over to my house, he feels like he's a part of my family. I feel like I'm a part of his family too.
Volunteer or donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters. We need bigs, especially men. Start something. If you're a former big, start something again at BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways. Plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
And we are back. When we went out to the break, I promised with Seth that we would check in with him about moving before price on the automobile. If you're thinking about buying a brand new car, our guest, Seth Berkowitz, is President and Chief Operating Officer of Edmunds.com, where he leads an organization that's nationwide but headquartered in Santa Monica. If you've gone online to buy an automobile or even explore the automobile space online, Edmunds.com has had a leading presence there since they went online in 1994. And before we went to the break, we talked about potentially, if you're thinking about buying a car, before you get to price, what are you thinking about? What do you need to do to really narrow in, and what kind of information does Edmunds.com offer, as well as other resources on the internet? Seth, thanks for standing by to go back into this. When somebody's out there right now, sort of apprehensive maybe, or excited, you know, two ends of the extreme. One is, gee, I don't know, do I have to buy a car? My car has 150,000 miles or 100,000 miles, and it's been pretty good. Cars are more reliable these days. Car ownership, I think, is at an all-time high. People keep cars now, used to be like 6-7 years. Now it's moved past 10. People are inevitably keeping their cars much longer than, let's say, before 2008. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's some pent-up demand out there. I'm one of them. I'm kind of thinking, okay, hey, I'd like to buy one of the most fabulous cars I've ever wanted, and it's probably a good time to get back in the marketplace as the economy ticks up a little bit. But people may be a little reluctant to go out and buy right now, but if they're going to dive in or just even dip their toes in the water, so to speak, can you tell us about what you'd like to have people understand today in 2013 about enjoying the new car buying experience, how to prepare, what to do online? Where do you start?
Well, I think the first place that a person should start is figuring out what their budget is. The average new car today costs about $30,500. So the very first kind of gating question is, do you want to be spending that much money on a car or not?
Right.
If the answer is yes, we go down a new car pathway. If the answer is no, there are an incredible array of used cars out there, and that's our first recommendation, is check that out, because with cars being more reliable, the used car option is could be an excellent one for people. On the new car front, once you've decided that you're willing to spend that $30,500 on average,
right,
the next question is to kind of assess your needs. And there are various tools that are out there on the internet that help you with what is a good personal fit for you, or that help you assess different dimensions, which include, like you said, type. Like, what are you using the car for? Is it just to go to work? Is it also for the weekend? How many children do you have? How much seating do you need? How
sure.
much cargo space?
Sure.
So you begin to assess those kinds of issues. And then I think once you get it narrowed down to a general space, on Edmunds.com we offer comparison tests, and also you could look at kind of long-term road tests to figure out how has this car held up over time.
Right.
In Edmunds we have a fleet of tens of vehicles that our editors drive for up to 2 years,
sure,
where we like to get a kind of deeper, in-depth feel for the vehicle. But it's not just us. There are other publications out there, Consumer Reports or others, where you could find information that, you know, helps you narrow it down.
So when I think Consumer Reports, Seth, I think about their frequency of repair information, transmissions and drive lines and electrical and different categories like this in their April issue. Coming back to the online experience, Edmunds, including things like the comparison tests and so on, I think are very significant in that, especially if you have an emotional appeal to a car, a performance car, a luxury car, residual values on leases become factors as economic and investment considerations go for high-end vehicles, and as well as lower-end vehicles. To get yourself data-oriented, you eventually get to price, but that comparison idea of looking at different vehicles in a particular category struck me as you said that. I thought, gosh, that's great. So if you're looking at a Mustang and a Camaro, and you think, gosh, I like them both, you can almost flip a coin, you could go to Edmunds.com and see the comments of your editors about those vehicles and their own experience. So it's a little bit of a jump start on before you even go to the dealership, and hoping you will test drive, you can get some comparisons like that. I want to ask this question in a segue over to the internet again, you know, inside the space of Edmunds. What would you say is better about shopping for a car in 2013 than, let's say, in 2003 or 1993 for the consumer?
Shopping for a car today is entirely different. There's just so much information out there. I think the single biggest innovation in the last few years that's come over from the rest of the internet to the automotive shopping space is the whole concept of ratings and reviews.
Right.
So we've been around for a while, and Edmunds offers lots of information from our 36-plus editors who are constantly writing articles and shooting videos.
Right.
But now you have the opportunity to hear from 18 million consumers that visit the website on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And I find those, in my own shopping experience, to be incredibly helpful. I recently bought a car and read the consumer ratings and reviews and was warned about the cup holders in the car.
Yeah.
And about how they're not exactly fantastic.
Right.
And I actually had the experience where I bought a cup of coffee, kind of placed it in the car, and when I came back in, the cup holder had pushed it up, over, and out. And it was just a reminder to me, just in my personal life, to really go back and check those reviews and internalize them. And it's not just yeah. on the actual kind of cars themselves, but there's also dealer ratings and reviews, which helps you actually select what might be the dealership of your choice. So if I had to think of, you know, what's been The biggest single change is that you're not just hearing from experts, you're also hearing from fellow shoppers and other people that in the past you would have had a discussion with. They're now showing up online, and that's a huge resource.
And aggregating that, like in social media, I'm thinking that you do get the forums and you can go out and get somewhat objective information. But I must say, Seth, I imagine you have had some discussion inside your organization at your meetings looking at positioning Edmunds, where you recognize that there's so many people writing on the internet that it becomes a question of credibility, and that must be a consideration for you and your team today, where you realize people come to Edmunds and expect a certain caliber of information and quality information. The price promise, Edmunds' price promise, sort of adds a pinnacle position, doesn't it, to take you from the information up to the top level for the consumer to know, go ahead, you can look around to other sources on the internet for information. But Edmunds was always there for consumer information as a, you know, knowing about cars and car care and the buying experience in general back in the print guide days. But now you're electronic. If I'm correct, if I want to be sure I've got these numbers right, I was struck by 1966, the first publication, and 1994 online.
That's right.
And so every day, every week, every minute, things can be updated and adjusted and kept current on Edmunds.com. Anything else you might want to add for people to go, if they go to Edmunds for the first time, they haven't been there before, just with respect to your time today, would you want them to start just to try out the price promise? I mean, how far into that can you go if you're not even ready to buy, but you think you might want to see how that works? Can you dabble with it a little bit, or do you have to commit?
No, you don't need to commit. I think if a person's kind of in the neighborhood of being ready to shop for a car, they ought to come online, spend a little time in our photo galleries. I think styling and developing that emotional connection that you talked about is very important.
Sure.
When you have them down to a couple of models that you're interested in, I think that's the best time to start reading comparison tests and overviews and looking at consumer ratings and reviews. And, you know, when you've narrowed it down to the car of your choice, you mentioned at the top, I think the numbers are up to 11% of people now skip the test drive, and I think the expectation is that number could get as high as 20%. I won't make that recommendation. I think it's important for people to take a test drive. It's just an interesting thing that it's happening less and less frequently. But in any event, take that test drive, and then when you're decided on what car you want, hop back online and pick out your dealership using dealership ratings and reviews. And once you've picked the dealership, look over their inventory, pick the exact car with the exact options you want, and then you could just download the price promise, which is Edmunds' answer to the number one single biggest unmet need that consumers have articulated, is getting an actual price on a car. And with it, either come into the store or call VIP dealer service people that are listed on it, and they will be sure to honor your price.
Fantastic. As we close out here, I'm listening to you. I'm thinking, if I remember the sales experience training of what a new car salesperson or a used car salesperson goes through, and for that matter, any transaction, even a marketing transaction, Seth, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the five that I remember learning this. Entry, qualify, problem, solution, close. And what I'm thinking is Edmunds.com takes you through the entry, qualify, and solves the problem of price, so that what's left is the solution, the price, and then the close. When, by the time the prospect customer gets to the dealership, they already have the certificate that you print out on Edmunds.com. So it's really very close to the close at that point. I mentioned, you know, entry, qualify, problem, solution, close. You can do the first three online.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
And that's our goal, is just to streamline it. Because, it takes way too long at the dealership, and we appreciate our dealer partners and working with them, but I think even they would agree that it's not the greatest customer experience out there.
Right.
While they're all trying to do their best to improve it,
right,
the more that could be brought online, the more that could be done from within the comfort of people's homes.
Right.
That's the type of experience that they get everywhere else with every other consumer good, and that's why we're trying to solve these problems.
Yeah.
Alongside our dealer partners and working with them in tandem.
Very, very strong partnership growing there. Seth Berkowitz, President and Chief Operating Officer from Edmunds.com, thanks so much for informing us about what you're up to today and what people need to know about the new car buying experience, and lowering their anxiety before they walk into the showroom. They'll be armed, if they want, with the Edmunds price promise with a certificate. That's a pretty powerful step here on online shopping. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Steve.
and thank all of you for joining us for this segment on the World of Wheels. And this brings us to the close of another visit with all of you here on the Car Guys Show. Join us here again next week for another segment from the Coastal Riviera right here in Santa Barbara on News Talk 990 KTMS and the original Car Guy website at thecarguy.com. Keeping you car wise, I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy.